The only thing that does not keep us from ruin. Repeating, God's mind is there's never a keep from ruin. And the Mogan Abraham says there is, for the man Shah, believe it, there is, but the first 3 months, I don't feel anything, it's not so much more than me, one of the spots. The Mishlera Shalom at the back, on the Oak Kuf, that's why you open alphabetical order, says as follows. She quotes them, because I look back at noon, I quote them at focus between the Mogan Avraham and I got Maimony. And the Shaul Nation says, Nefo ben hei ovov kodosh and tzorah kvuro. Kol shu shalom bevar, v'chein ama debar. I mean, the meaning is, you don't do kvuro until the fetus is 5 or 6 months. And the question, of course, becomes, what? Where does this come from? Where the 5 or 6 months come from, of the Maharsha, of the Yisholah Nation, where the 3 months come from the Maharsha, where did it come from? Where did it come from? Either you say yes, or you say no, I understand it's a little extreme sheep. Where did this come from? The first call, the Gemara's expression, the famous story, Itila Shemin Nefel Lador. Remember that the coin, it was the famous story, the Yisholah Nation shot. The coin looked down, to see what it is, the boy, the girl, so much later, you know, there's a famous Gemara had it in Sokka, it's in Avodah Zarah Mem Beis, as well, she wanted to watch Ruach Yipila, or Nefel Yipila, and if the Nefel is a Zarah on the cave, so, how can the plan look there? It's up, Mitame, but I'm not going to have Ross there, the fact that the plan looked there shows it was not a regular Nefer was only what we call a spear. She was in the initial stage. But the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara is not that way. Look carefully. The Parsha Pshat in the Gemara is not that way. And that's exactly what the Rishon said. There's no Chiddush Kuvur by Nefer whatsoever. Read the Gemara. Well, it says, well, they didn't knock in the cable who cut on it. Oh, he cut on it. They didn't work in Pila, Napoli Pila. Love it, Napoli Pila. They didn't knock in the cable. Sorry, that's the biggest thing about it. The fashion is that the Gemara has to come off the whole idea of the Kim in Napoli, which is a lower level. The Gemara come on to that until they got to the question of the Sofik Moshe B'Devada. If it would not be for the Sofik Moshe B'Devada, then what? Then it would be a regular Nefil, and they threw it out. They didn't bury it. That's the right thing I go find in this Gemara. And the Mogan Avraham says, no, it wasn't a regular Nefil. It was a Sofik Ruach. So therefore, if it had been a regular nail, there would be a chiddush of kvurah. But as I said to you before, the consciousness took it not that way. They were always saying it's not a regular nail because of a different side kasha of something that wants to be devada. But again, the pashas in the Gemara is like the Abdul Sayyid against the Lord and Abdul. The pashas. And the Gemara says at the end, another Torah, Yivoy Tema, it's Vada Yu Vada. Why? Tema is a cool Vada for two years, some Vada Guru. It's not something they Vada, it's Vada Gare Vada. Mas will go back to the beginning of Naples itself? Naples itself? See, Naples 9 months, you don't need a Kavura, Pashup Shah. But I go up and look at Ram, it's okay. It's referring to a cake with a spear. Naila, the question becomes itself. That's the moment I wrong talks with Ramzain. The question is, how do you, when do you get out of the category of spear into the category of Naila, the moment I wrong? You see from this Gemara that even if you can distinguish between Zafra and the Kaira from the top of the bar, that's what's going on over here, it's still only called a spear. So clearly, even the moment I wrong, I have to concede that there could be a somewhat developed fetus, which still is not required for rules. That's the sum of the mucker for these cultures who make distinctions and show the nation is only 5 or 6 months required school. Where do you get it from? How do you know it's not from one day going to develop a character to get stuff at the Gemara? The Gemara had to give a character. It tells someone a shvir. Well, where's the cutoff between a shvir and a regular nato? So that's the question. So the Sholem Nation figured you look up on top and you're going to be able to see what it's up on the cave of and still doesn't require Kavura. Call it a shvir, call it what you will. So how, what is the shvir? So, I talked to a doctor, and he said, if you look from top of a pit, he says, until 6 months, the body, you can't tell the difference. And therefore, that's a riot to the show of the nation. If the shvir should be 6 months, less than 6 months, this carriage should not require Kavura. Should not require Kavura. And it doesn't require food, there's no dinner of Easter on the Pashas, there's no dinner of Tumma, the Pashas. So therefore the Maitre, we have to assume that there's no heat of food. And I've said to you before, doing a food is not required, again, according to my understanding, is psychologically inappropriate. I know your others disagree. Give you my understanding. I'm going to read you a Sefer Gesher Achayim, one of the great psalms we read for yesterday. He says about this. Perek Tes Zayin. Here we go. If you quote the Machlokes about Nefel. Look at the Gilead Rasha at the beginning of Shin Samach Beis. Let's give a quick look. We have where do we have to look? We fit at the Shin Samach Beis. So we're the right sentence. Let's see, you have a Gilead Rasha. Here we go. Close this whole figure. They shall be dina mutu lezorako. They shall be plural. I am something that should be cleansed of the day. Should come to Shemesis. Ubar should be killed by the form of Yisraelai. Okay, close the door. Close the mother not wrong. They close the thing here. What about Tumma though? Tumma is a problem. What happened with Tumma yet? We get the Tumma, it should sound a fast Ramadi, and so we're about a Naples as well. Rabbi Sam, we got to shift to a little bit of a higher gear. Yes, Tumma.
Couldn't you say even if Naples did come into
that Tumma
school?
Why is that? Is that what you're wrong? Well, that's what happened to the Tumma. Okay.
What did they do with the press they threw it out in the gun?
In the hospital they just disposed of that with the sensitive weight for their mark of the head. Some of the people science. We already talked about it earlier, that's the Tuscan Mako and some of these in the early stage. No Rika Mevara. Especially since the Tuscan say the doctor will often want to do some kind of study on the NACO to help the mother. She'll be more in the problem, she'll be dangerous for her life, dangerous for her future children. Very common. Very, very common. A woman miscarries and wonder what's wrong. Is there a chemical problem? Is there a genetic problem? Is there this problem? They often want to do something with So permit all these changes when not have chayav and gvura, you permit it. You know what they do with the rest of it? You told them, but that's what I do now. Let's go. Shin Samad Gimel, I'm going to be talking yesterday. So that Pinui HaMeis, big problem. You can't move a mace. Once he's there, he's there. There are only two legitimate reasons to move a mace. One is to move from Kutzlar, Eretz Yisrael, because he's never the first thing he's in Eretz Yisrael. And number two, to move a person to the, what we call Kivrei Avoso, to a family spot. That's yourself, a family spot. To go for the Shabbat. Or of the other, she knocked on Avoso. You know, in the old days, it was done that way as a regular matter of course. People live in the same place for hundreds of years, and one basic tourist in town, and there's a family that keeps getting buried there. Somebody goes to some of these tourists with one generation, another generation, you see, keep seeing the generation. America's a mobile society. God, the whole world is different. He lives there, they live there, there's different states all across the country, and now they're in control, everyone's gone. But come on, these days, don't see it so much.
That's where I made up. The issue is that the country.
The two issues. One is a yeshiva kura per se, and there's also an issue of tumah. Two different things. Let's go. If they dispose of it in the hospital, there's no issue of tumah. I mean, anyway. Let's go on. Now, Sivbe, a malichin made, just a minute.
What's the two things conflict each other?
Move from a family plot, there is a family plot. That's a good question. Here he is. If it's someone's buried in the middle of nowhere, they want to move either to a family or a child, good. What if he's from a child, move out of a child? That'll be a big theory to have to have a very bad vibe about moving someone out of a child to some family plot in Jersey. I can't imagine the thing. The other way around, so that I begin to understand. What if a person dies in Eretz Yisrael? What if he brought back before the Kfur to Chutzlar? Also very bothersome. It's not right, but it's done. It's done. Americans are tourists for 2 weeks. This is an Eretz Yisrael, but he wants to be buried in a family plot in Jersey. But I know what's happening. There's no time. You may have someone dies in there, America, buried in America. Look, dies in America, wants to be brought there, it's Eretz Yisrael. As you know, very, very common these days. The other way around. Doesn't be the wrong way, but I know it's been done. All right. So, some Emelichen meis meyulim, sheish bekfuras, kfuras, Kvaras, Le'ir, Acheres, and that's Eretz Yisrael, all the Kivrei Avoso. You shouldn't, don't forget the same two reasons why it's permissible to move someone from one place to another even before the burial. Otherwise, the person dies in place X, should be buried in place X. Look, I have to know some family plots. So these days, the whole issue, should be buried there so the children come visit the cabin, the whole issue. All right. Look, I understand it has merit, that issue, but significant merit. But at the same time, it's hard to predict these things. You know, someone's buried here, and then they see the family's here, but that's 3 years from the family somewhere else. You know, so it's hard to know. What's the matter? That's where a person should be buried. I can tell you that in different places of course, there's different minhag about being buried next, what next to a spouse means. Yeah, I have two grandparents, two sets of grandparents, the Chorona Levrocha, and in Yerushalayim, in the Frumi Yerushalayim and Har Manuchas, they have what I call mixeding. That means that my grandparents are buried right next to each other. In the Chassidus Shechevra, the Chassidus, but in the Rayim Ahim Rishtibel car here in Elman, when I was recently, so my grandparents, Alei Hashem, are buried when I called separate seating. But no machidus. There's an aisle. There's one side, the right side of the man and left side of the women. It's not far from each other, but it is. There's many cemeteries. where they will not bury, how should I say it, like a man between two women or a woman between two men, unless one of them is a spouse or a relative. And they will plan out the burial plot accordingly. Which I believe is true even in the modern Orthodox, that's what I understand. The RCA, and they have Karakai and Beit Shemesh, I know that they, you know, while they have it's a mixed, quote unquote, mixed plot, but they want, you know, woman, man, woman, they want to have, you know, why? They have to ask the Halakha Commission to see what they have to say or how they rule about this. But that's what they're playing with the reality. Whether it'll be the ever be make which has a hot daughter like my own, maybe. But that's the general, I'm just telling you what see it. Okay. Fine. Once the person is buried, you can't unearth the cavern. Can't do it. An interesting question. Once in the fifth Chetuvia, which we made reference to earlier, Shinsama Gilarama, the question, hey, about the medical research of autopsy. The famous Lord of Yehuda is here, is worth quoting, where he says, if you check to see the Shorash Hamaka, it's all the Foshas, he says, if you ask the fun name, you'll call after Akhe Bakholi Zemut, and Rav also. He's called us the name, that's Shinsama Gilarama, the question, hey, a very famous Lord of Yehuda. Here is quoted a story, Oren Shepinu Asr Bahana. If you had an Oren, a copper, and you emptied it, it's Asr Bahana. I had an unbelievable story from Rabbi Steinberg, or Rabbi Steinberg, just last week about this. You find a story about when the Chevra Kadisha first started in his community in Israel, Queens Valley, and there was dealing with people who were, a lot of people had non-firm relatives, and he told a story how an individual, a very fine person, I know personally, who was his mother-in-law was in the family, not a firm family. And before he turned around, this funeral home, this was going back many years, put it in a mahogany casket, or who knows what, or some I think it was dressing and clothes. I said, what was the whole So he says, you can't do this, what do you mean we can't do this? In those days, there was very much in control these funeral homes. You can't do it. No, give me the plain casket, give me tachrichim, give me the whole business. You have to undo it. You know, sir, you have to pay us for the first coffin as well. This didn't they know. This is the chevra chayas, these chayas rohs who were willing to go against every single din in Shulchan Aruch. They heard of this one, that they can't reuse the coffin, they have to pay us for this. Pay it for it. But meanwhile, this is the thing which exists. Interesting, it's a cotton ball, which is relevant to what you just said, Moshe. This is what Shiva said. They had an orange or mace, who some itself or mace had a cotton they hustled. It was too small. They had a different orange. Orange are reaching Musabano. Why? Because it's Loma Namida. It's not considered a proper Asmona. It's never called Tar Baby Asmona. You know, but don't they try to fit him in. It's crooked. The character place to place. It's not considered a proper Asmona. Others disagree. They say, you can argue with me too. I don't know how Asmona is this. He did it illegally. He didn't get permission from the family. Okay, it's added this car. That's what would have happened. Okay, what about opening and fuming a grave? Can't do it. Yes, there are over in Ayorsha, the Fosco, they lived off in Havish State Tire, same from Mamba Babacha. And they said his sale was invalid because he wasn't the Baritzim, he wasn't the Nefzimonim. And they said, yes, Simonim, no Simonim. So he died, so we'll take out the Baritzim, the Simonim. The interesting was, it was unclear what the Masmonim said, all right, but you can't do it. But why can't you do it? Some say you can't do it because it won't help, because the Shtanu has Simonim, that you can't tell anymore. That's why it's no good. Otherwise, it'd be permissible to undo the cavern for the sake of saving money. We saw what it was before, but it's cremation and other things. But saving money is a legitimate reason to do it, otherwise it would be considered Nivra Ramey. Meister de Bnei Brak. Weiter. Bnei Brak. Kuf na Dalam and Allah. Echa Shemokha Bnei Brak. Echa Shemokha Bnei Brak. Ubo Bnei Mishpocha Biro Olam Kotno Yabishat Misa. And so the Akiva, you check him out. Ina Tam Hashem and Ovo. But oh, Shimona Masir Lishnah Zaha Misa. So it's harsh to the Gemara, it's the two separate things. And then it's there for the Osir, even if it would not have been for the Osir Lishnah Zaha Misa. That's the Pasha Psha. Pasha Psha, the Menabal of the same Mona. Can't have been Chasir Sok Seh. I think the Tifa Lehrer is for carrots. You must have learned it all one big carrot somehow. Here it's the following Shailah. What will happen? A good situation. Someone died, and apparently he's married, he's a married man, he's been missing for half a year, they buried him. Then his wife came, and Simona was walking with his body. He looked and opened up the camera to see the Simona, to remark from Chemli or Igor. So many folks would say, yes, yes. Even for money, we're going to not for Simona Suyam Lishan. This woman should be in a good to call your mela. Mali mini gugo, Simona Mela and Lishan Leola. With Rashi, the Gamma Kvodo, Shabbat of Yitzabu, the Yomu Kaddish. You can't take Kaddish for a married man if he will disappear because it can lead to a mistake in Hippos Aguna. I'll just disagree. Kiska Shubh Anderson Kogan, Zion. Okay, we have to go, we just can't, we have to go for a script. Right there. Let's just skip. Kuf, Samad, Dalad. Shin, Kuf. I'm back to one of them. Shin, Samad, Dalad. Tells us about someone never was killed. You do a regular Tara. You don't, you bury him the way it is. It's a Dalad. The Lord's a Christian. And the one of the reasons is they're printed blood on him. You remember they had all those terrible stories with the bombing, and the Chavis come and scrape off the blood, the Gvura. But that's just sort of it, you know? So you can't just take off his clothes because there's blood soaked. Oh, the discussion, by the way, which the Chavis didn't even tell you about, from the past day with tubes inside. People are sick enough to have tubes, and then it's passed away when they do with the tubes. Some tubes they take out. It's just seven Chavis is up, but do these things.
Do we
do
electric
tires, these cars, these areas? I don't know what they do. Something about. I don't know. You have to have cover condition experts, these kinds of shots. It doesn't often happen. It's a serious question. Okay. Shin Sama K. Tells our father, don't have to be too fitted. We have it much further than that. Shin Sama Vav is about selling a cover. Shin Sama Zion. That's all I'm going to do is. It's just a question. Would a woman be sure? Would we bury next to her father or next to her husband? She's buried next to her husband because he has a chiyuv to be still to bury her. And talked here about not going into a family with his sisters hanging out. The Lord of the Rush. She made a callous rosh in the cemetery. Should eat and drink there. See there, it's lighter. They make a common cemetery and they serve chicken. In the cemetery. Time, it stops. Laker. I don't know. You have to show against the Ramon. Well.
And she married her second husband for
about 2 years. Oh, that's a very good question. That's a big Shiloh. When it's remarried, where do you bury the spouse who has a present spouse and a past spouse? Well, often it's a part of a prenuptial agreement. I'm not kidding around. No, I'm something very serious. Someone married for 50 years and has 5 children and 20 grandchildren, and then that becomes an almond or almana. Oh, they all told about it. The person's not 70 years old. But he can live another 25 years. You have to watch anybody keep your guys stuff. We encourage a remarriage. Remarriage at 70. So a woman's man, a woman is also at 70. And the other one also has 5 children and 20 grandchildren. And then now they're going to hopefully live together, 20 years in good health, 90-something, all right? Now, what happens after that? So the meaning is that they go back to the Eilich, how to say, the Oshival Ishi or Risha, which is good. Go back to my first husband. I don't know if you told me, I don't finish it exactly well. But that's the minute they go back to the spouse who they were married, who were long married children. They could obviously very flaky and interesting combinations of it, you know? The man's first wife for 10 years and had 5 children. And then they've been married for another 50 years to another wife and had no children. So what do you do then? I could easily see where this could be hairy.
What about doing
it down with parents, though? It's difficult. You know, I had a cousin that was, who died. My first cousin had lost his daughter at a very young age. This is terrible. And she had a young husband and a young tiny baby. And they buried him near her grandparents in Beit Shemesh. The full family plot of her side of the family. And her husband, who was like a good start, remarried last week. That's what he went to Gehenna. And we hope she should live 100 years, so she should live a long, long life. And he has, obviously, Mr. Shavir will have a new wife and a new family, but we can't have it. Someone's done that way. They bury some of the guys early. With a parental part of the family, so it's good to be able to come out to be passing that way, to look, to be royal to know that we've had it in 30 years, and it'd be a very smart man to figure that one out. Many stories like that, but I'll tell you one, another story about the Rose, Cardinal of Rose, about burial. There's a Kiddush of Eben who passed away, and he had 2 sons. The older son, and then the next son. The older son was a fine Jew, and the second son was a Rebbe. So there was a whole fight. A fight shortly after the father was buried. There was only one plot next to the plot of the father. So the question was, who's going to get the plot? The one guy, I'm the Bekor, the older son. And the second was, I'm the Rebbe, so I have the wish, I'm the Rebbe. So they can't, and they couldn't figure out who to go to, because one of the Rebbe, one of the Rebbe died. And then the Modernish wanted to go to a Modernish person. It's not the only one they can go to is Rebbe Soloveitchik. He's the only one they can go to, they can go to trust in. They came into the yeshiva, but didn't pay it. Rough word, but they gave him stock in 1 minute, the stock of 3 words stock. That's correct. Call our clothing up. That was the fact. So apparently in Europe that was the stock that they had. And so you have to know these things are never shot the ass happened before. That's a good the ways in which these things are handled. But you know, the pressurized situation, how you have to bury them, and now these people are smart, they thought that they discussed it long before it became an issue. Someone told me that, Now we're saying that you cannot do justice to this limud. This is a tough limud for a month, easily. It's got to be set for all of us. We're trying to do it today. So, anybody can have anybody, I see one calling at least. Only one. So we're going to do it even real quick. Sorry. Special shiur for Gahan. Hakohen Muzish Lolitana B'nei. That's it. And it's not only a mace by touching a mace, but being in the same oil as a mace, but even you have to watch out for what's called Ilan Amazech Ala Oret, an Afrikul Zolim Zemizeh, Tumatachat Echad Mehem. All these things are prohibited. Ramah, yes, Shalom is a corner, but still, the Tommy the Kerf and the Mech. Yes, Mekilin, the Chenog, the Lachav, and the Tarim, but it's wild. If some folks will say, they have a cloud, Kerf, a Rehav, the Kolo, and the Kerf is Adiyah, the Tatuma. So Adiyah, the Tatuma, the same with the corner, is the Nizah from a Mech, with Adiyah, the Tatuma. So too from a Kerf, same thing, Adiyah, the Tatuma. However, we assume not that way. Why? Why? It's impossible. Either via the Tifna League, show of any time, plan of any time. There's a Brisa, that's called Tumah Shenozim Galeah Halav, and Kohen Muzer Halav. So if that Tosef is correct, we understand. Eretz Mekolo is another Nama Galeah Halav. Grew up also over here. Ain't nothing but Galeah, and Kohen Muzer Halav. Tosef, though, for a man of time, in all of this. But Rabbi Nathan wants it, Meshabesh, the step is wrong, it's right for care. Rabbi Nathan Cohen asks him, A's a bias for Tivnali? He says, the place is another, no? I think it's the place of the step is another, that's Nundalit on the base. That's where it's going. So it is a little wild, you walk in, anyone, well, let's, A's a Yerah Cohen. Where are you going to go? I mean, I was at a Levaya recently. I was wearing my watch made from metal. So this watch, the time of the Pashtus, they call it the Rogue Shonen, that the Cherub to call it the time of the rights of the oil, not only the Magamasa, and therefore the time of this room, the oil. So instead, if Shemsen is a Shemesh, the call can't walk into any room. Everyone wears a watch, and the watch goes to a Levaya, and it comes out to the room, just to run away.
Take the back to Tivoli.
So remind that we are making with this child. This letter by Goren, all of the fascinating cooler, doctors along with the medical school. Look, says in the Gemara that if someone is holding on to a mace, that's some mace which is permitted to be metabolism, a relative. So while he's holding on to the mace, he's metabolic to another mace, it's okay. Found in Shulchan Aruch as well, I believe. Mm-hmm. So Goren said, I have a great idea. We'll do it in top. We'll get a watch. And we'll have this watch go into someone else take the watch into a Levaya. Bring it out. Put it on the coin. We wear on the grid all the time. But now the Kohen is already in the time, he's already Tmei Meis, Mamash, because Mamash is holding on to a Cherub Kolo. Beheter! He's a Tmei Meis, Mamash, Beheter. And since he's a Tmei Meis, Beheter, there's nothing wrong if he holds on to another Meis. He can do anatomy and pathology without a problem. That was his Einfeld, his interesting idea. But we assume it's incorrect for a variety of reasons. One of the reasons is, the assumption is, and the nature of the Easter of the Nefesh of Yitam of Yamav is it shouldn't become Tomek, Kipshutam. Don't become Tomek. But it's very likely that's not the nature of the Easter at all. The Easter is that he should not come in contact with the Mace. And it could be cooler for Kumar than both sides. Don't think of the words literally, Nefesh of Yitam of Yamav, it's literally becoming Tomek. The best proof of Catholic rumors is this very day. It's too much and other than the Gala, and Korn goes to all these other towns. So the passion for that did itself, assuming that the Tosef is correct, which is what I'm in it, is that the nature of the Israelites not don't become Tomek, but rather don't become the Karev to Amek. What's the idea of ain't too much Gala, ain't other than Gala, hello? So the Matrix are explained that the Easter of Tumas Kohen is what we call, what he called, this is the phrase that he coined, we were talking about Atmo Shomet. The Cherub to call is in a Tumas Mech, but it's not Atmo Shomet. That was his expression. So if you look in Rav Shechter's tape, I think it's called the Ikvei Atom, I think it's that one, he refutes Rabbi Goren, I think it was Chochamet, I don't think it was my name, if I'm not mistaken. And he refutes the kula on his basis. Some do it with Cherub to call it tumah. The question of whether you can't be allowed to come move close to a Cherub to a mace, you may not do. And he brings another right. Kamin Chassina suggests you don't say it didn't suffer tumah b'shut sarat b'shvei kotor with the confidence of tumah's kohen. This is relevant. It's flying an LL plane. Any LL plan, any given flight to Earth, to show up in New York, It's a Sakhet Tumma. Because many times in the nation of that, we'll try to discuss later today, I hope, or tomorrow, that Pashas is not a grown up plan here from. Pashas by Tower. I'm not trying to make any commercials here, but just. Okay. No, they don't. There's no guarantee. They do. But not
that.
First of all, they won't always tell you. And second of all, if you only the last second, the minute later, the last minute. Can we have a clear there? Say suffix symbol. So the talk can say, you don't say suffix symbol because it's not the din of tumma as such, the din of each of that. No.
No.
Is that so? I don't think so.
No, not the airline.
Yeah? Is that so? Good. You did have it. You did the right thing. Okay. I was at a call from 5 o'clock in the morning. He was at a KLM. I told him not to take it out. He went through his whole family at KLM. I said, KLM. So they told somebody, she looked very scared, what's the matter? Oh, his father died, his company there is destroyed. So they jump out of the plane, that's the door of nefesh. He called me from Amsterdam. It was a crazy hour. What do I do? I have my wife and my daughter's wife. I didn't have no son at the time. So they can go, they have a plane, I should stay behind, what should I do? So, the plane, I'm going to die, I can't go on. So, tower, that's a good way out. Yeah. Fine. Now, yeah. But the din of Tumas Kohen, that's really all the din of Tumas, and the school of Tumas, din of Yitzhak, another afternoon. Take a look over here at the top. Shin Ayin Aleph, it's called an Aleph. It's right here on the third page. Right here. Tumas Kohen, okay, after the Shin Sam of Aleph. Aish is called as a Muberet. Muteret is called as a Bola Meir. The second Nekuru. Shema Nepal, never. Shema Nepal, or Shema the cable. He. So that's the definition of Kohen can go into an Olamei. Right? Yeah. No? Eight of the Rebbe said, I don't know what was going on. Said, what's the violence? No, there's nothing to do with
a violence.
Okay. That's a sex play. In retrospect, we play the odds wrong. Baruch Hashem, I mean, we went 0-2. But they got to play the odds. So the Mepharshim has the kasha like this. Take a look at the Gilead Marsha. I ain't going to wrong. Come out there. The Balaam of Yehuda, the Tumah Balua ain't the Mitama. Tumah Balua. No. And he doesn't like a sex faker. Oh, wait a minute, I feel it. What kind of thing can a sex faker do? These fakers are screwing. That's the kind of thing we're going to have wrong there. So Rabbi Chanan writes in Kovat Shirim, and it's based in the mouth, that even though, it shouldn't say too much, it's Tara Blua, no? Tara Blua and Mitama, so the baby inside the mother's womb, which is called Tara Blua. Not Mitama by being in the funeral home, it's a separate insert. Not to be Mitkarev, not to be Mitkarev to a mix, but to be Mitkarev to a mix. This being the case, Rabbi Sai. In the following situation, this is a very serious matter. A very serious man. It happened. Never, I knew someone who was a Kohen, and his wife became pregnant, and never they found halfway through, two-thirds of the way through, that the baby had died in utero. Never for a month. You went to another 2 months ago, so she had to never go through this terrible delivery. You might go through a delivery when you know the event, Never. Never. Delivery's hard enough, but you're expecting nothing. So now you know in advance to boot. My husband being a client, couldn't be with her. So her father, my little well birthday, he volunteered. My father came with us, went with us to the room to be with her. Never. I read a book about it. Thank God, probably they've been blessed with many healthy children. They're very happy. But Bishat Smeitzer, I think it was before that, any other children, if I'm not mistaken. It would make it even more. But I had a different challenge. How could a husband be in a room with her for the previous 2 months? If you hold the syrup to a blue, you're okay. Tasha. Same as Tara Blua Ainam Mitama, the Tuma Blua Ainam Mitama, which is the Tuma Blua in the wife's womb, and not going to be Mitama, your husband, who's in the same room. You go with this Mahalak, which your chef doesn't dig fair at all, you have a problem. Because he didn't learn, he's the only one on the sex fake. But in this case, no sex fake. There's a matter of on the cable. Even they may not matter, that's what we spoke about. Before the question, I'm back to you. Yes?
So,
let's ask you a
question. Do you get
sonograms?
Do you know?
Or do you get sonograms? We don't go for sonograms. We don't go for sonograms. Interesting question. It's an interesting question. They have a sonogram. Wow. Never thought of it. I don't know. Good question.
Sure.
If you look at the Taz, right now it's him in Shin Sam of Kessel Cotton Alice. Kohen Muslim Shalom Tamil Reza Filum Nature. Right, Shabbat Kavar Bona Fala. That's what it says. How early is early? You know, from an earlier time when you can be Mako. To the Pische Tshuva, Shin Cotton Days, is well, until 40 days, it's not a problem. Maya Ba'alma. Beyond 40 days, we're not Pekim, what's Merukam, what's not Merukam, we have to be Machmeres. Well, the Yair of Yaakov Emden here, Mesa Nistraf, Nebuch, he wants to know, call him the Tamei Nadus, it's very silent. Let's leave this example. I have to say one fascinating thing about Tumas Eretz Amen. We have a Kohen sitting here in the room. I don't know if he's going to be here. We call Eretz Amen also the Kohen of the Tameh Ben. Finished. Kohen is not going to be an Eretz Amen. So, the question of what becomes, new, out. Get on a tower flight and get out of here. Said the Taz. Ve'koi v'zman shehoya taras v'eretz Yisro. Eretz Yisro is Tor, and the Kutzor is Tome, so you gotta live in Eretz. Today, never, even Eretz Yisro is not in Chesed Tara. So therefore, this is no longer applied. That's what the Taz said. It's Pitz Cheshiva, not that way. But the meaning of the Kohanim is to be somewhat lenient in this respect. He's the corner sitting in the room right now. Oh, so we have to only be learning. Oh, Baruch Hashem? Okay. Fine. Yeah. Rabotai. Let's go to Timon Shin Ayin. A corner may not go into the room, but it's a ghost there. The ghost says never, you know, we went here, we could die at any moment, you have to be careful. I can find a ghost in the matter, I spoke about that earlier. You have to be careful. Okay, so the ghost goes to a hospice. So let's be a shadow. It wants to bring a person to a hospice, and the son-in-law is a Kohen, and the two grandsons are all Kohanim, and they want to go into a hospice. It was a Goyish hospice, we'll get to the Goyish with this a little more calm. I told him, that's the best care we can get, go, and if the Kohen has to go in, he's got to go in and dish out the crack. I wasn't sure if he's ever, you know, hospice people, you know, can live for a long time in hospice, well, they go there, they can't do any medical care, they can't cure you. But you can live for a week, a month, many months. Shinai now. Too much ola. You can ola to be for, no matter how big it is, it's still dinner too much ola. The time is the oraita. The Shach seems to say, that there are two rooms with a hole between them, and it's Mason room A, and the Kohen in room B, it's only Otsa Midirabonim. You know, the hole of a tefach up joined between the two rooms. Hashem is not the way, it's the Shach of a men. The Shach of a men. What did he mean? They say in Ethel, it's called Sof Tumala, it's a very important principle. Rav Beita, Yeshivas from Mitzvah, sort of, you learn about Yeshivas Beita, the beginning of the Stira Tu Rashis, the beginning of the middle of the first part of the base to the end of the base. They point out the start of the Bible of the Gemara, you know what I'm saying? I'll explain a minute what Sof Tumala is. Here we go. This is a beautiful hour. A mace, goodbye, to make. Why? So tumala. I'll give you a simple example. You go on a certain big street in the city and there are funeral homes. And the funeral homes, you go at night, there's nothing happening there. And they have awnings. Of course, doors are locked. And they are going to walk under that awning. So strictly speaking, if you're going to help us. Oh well, the answer is yes, because there's a door, the door's closed, as soon as the door's in a perfect fit, and the silver cannot get through the door. But the problem is, we know that tomorrow morning will be Levaya, and the detective makes out under that warning, called Sof Tumah Lafet. Someone's going to ultimately come out at that point. So he's in Sof Tumah Lafet in the stomach. Yeah. Where are you coming from? A different country, maybe? But you're right. If all the men could figure out that way, there wouldn't be a problem. Yes.
Could it be different if
they'd be pure? That's what's going to be. Well, stuff and harbor, they're all coming. You know which one's going to be. You make a definite decision which way to go. So, yes? What? Good. Oh, good. Maybe he's right. I don't know. I thought that's where I came from. They used to take the R out. Scratch my example. Okay. My example is wrong. I withdraw the example. Give an example. I don't know. You make up an example. So, wherever they take the base out a particular way, and there's an overhang, that's called self-similar. Okay? The Rashi of the Lashon of here, should God be from Chamim Tumah. And Lachma should there for kids of Tumah, should self-alach and there for Shah. So the Rav Rashi, because the story says, look at the test Rashi, is the Raisa. Lachma should see that. Zeeran Rashi, the sheet there. Zeeran Rashi. It's a very important din, Sof Tumah Lafet. And it's an afflicted, so the Shaili has Tira Rashi, the din d'Oraita, the Lafet Moshe Sinai, or is it a din, is it a din d'Rabbanan? Is it a din d'Rabbanan? It's interesting. The Beit Yosef, right over here, in the beginning of the Simon Shin Samach Aleph, and it talks about Shin Ayin Aleph, rather. But it talks about Sof Tumah Lafet. Very important, Alafa. He discusses, what about Nazim Megaleach? Is the Nazim Megaleach and Sof Tumah Lafet? Another question? Talk to the Truma Tadeshin. Truma Tadeshin is the following amazing din. What do you do with Shari Ha'ir? They would take the base, take Yerushalayim. Alright, does everyone know the Yerushalayim? In the old city. So there would be a mace in Yerushalayim in the old city, they take out the Shara here. Who knows the Shara in Yerushalayim? I don't make another mistake. Well, what so which side has a cover on top? Shatzia, what's that called? Shatzia? Cover. What's that shot called? It's very narrow, right? So today I think there's not a Shatzia. The meal that makes someone in the old city. You can't, the Kohen can't stand on the kippah of Shatzia. The meal that makes is 100 feet away, or 500 feet away, a mile away, it's too far from there. And there's no connection. That's the same guy that I told you before with the awning hanging out of the building. Here, there's this open air. That's the one that guy also included himself in the Malates. That's what Truman Division talks about. Ashayla, yes, no, maybe. A whole tilpul in the Beit Yosef calling from the Truman Division. In the middle of all this, he calls over there, Al Tumah Shainatu Megaleh Halah, Ein HaKohen Muzer Aleha. Right? And if that's the case, he wants to know, who said that Sof Tumalatet is not the Megaleh Halah? He suggests there should be no problem of Sof Tumalatet at all when it comes to a Kohen. Why? Because if you assume that Ein not the Megaleh and Kohen Muzer, and assume that Ein not the Megaleh, then there's no problem for a Kohen Muzer in the first place. Kohen suggests the Shumas Hadeshin, according to Beit Yosef and Simon, Shin, Ayin, Aleph. Nope. If that's the case, there's a problem. There are more in the Mekel by Cherev Kecholom. Right, we saw before. But since Shin Samaset, ain't a Torah of that. And yet, when it comes to Sof Tumalate, he's Machmir. He's Machmir. This is Shin Ayin Aleph Siddalit. Hatabash of Sof Tumalate. There is Shah Rolaki Luyotah. יש מחמירים לכהנים דרך דרך שער העיר של סוף המת לא תפגישו יש מתירים והמקל לא הפתיד במקום שלו לא נגול האחמיר that's in the case of שער העיר which is so far out there but in the case where the door closed in the morning there are more like מחמיר מדינה could be yo not the Megaleh the true one says it wasn't sure ain't not the Megaleh that should be cash against the Ramon the Igmeh Atok of Shasta Shlit they had this cash He agrees to give a passion to that. He agrees, ain't not the Megaleh and Kohen Muzer, but he holds that Sof Tumalot does it in the Megaleh. He wasn't sure that too much possession about this point. I don't know where you can check that again. What about a Meis Akum? So you all know the famous din, Akum Kuyam Adam, that those that are Torah Adam Kiyamas for Oel, Akum Kuyam Adam, the aim all the Bechavim Kuyim Adam. So the Bechavim says in Simen, Shinai and Beis and Beis, Kivri Akum, Nofal Yizor HaKohen Vilelef Aleya, Alpha Fish Yesh Mekilin, Rambam, etc. So Nofal HaHakmish. That is the Mim HaHakmish. What's the Shadam HaKohen Kuyim Adam? Shakot. Akum Kuyim Adam and all the Bechavim Kuyim Adam. That's why I'm over. Al Bemagal Vemato. Yesh Omrim. Tafila Mekilim Otrim. Yeshua? How can anyone be making them beyond what the law? Well, it's only made so much oil. If there didn't happen to you, I'm going to try to count on that a little later. So, the some person will say, you know, that's why Sof Tumalot is by Meitei Akim. They said about Pesach HaOel. It's a very wonderful day. I would be mine or the Arichas will take a few days to go over some of the disciples, so we don't have the time for this. This is going to be a Maramok. Pesach HaOel. Siktet Sekfek. However, I believe Rav Shapa makes the following suggestion. It's a different din. There are two dinim. Tumah and coming close to a mace. And by a boy, there's no tumah. He says, there is no tumah. Even in the Achmiri, there's no tumah. Atom Kuyam Adam, there's no tumah. Is there some kind of a special Easter of not coming close to the mace? But Sof Tumalot is not considered close to the mace either. So it's a kind of a Mamonashah has that we can say Pshat in this day. There's no Sof Tumalot is by Meitei Akum. pass on, that's a different interpretation of why itself. There is apparently that the deceiver is told a very amazing thing. And although our Machma makes this a tremendous cooler for those who accept it, and although Tetzah Hall quote, although we say Akum is Batami Viola Hatila, you shouldn't walk on the Kevri Akum, that's only an O which you walk directly on top. To make it directly on top of you or directly underneath you. Then we're Machma by a good. What we call Oel Am Shofa, which is Maitreya B'chol Yom, you're driving a certain highway, you're driving a certain highway, there's a cemetery with trees, overhang, that's like you're on directly on top. Those are what we call Oel Am Shofa. Then we're now Machma for Kibrei Akum. Why? Well, this Mahalach, our chef, explained it. It's not considered his carpet, it's only the Neftuma. Oh, if I'm on top of the mace, I'm walking right down the cavern, because I'm coming close to the mace. That's a separate issue. If there's a tree overhanging both of us, it's not considered to be coming so close. It's a tumor. It's so tumor by a guy. Perhaps. And the Mefurash Gemara Masech Yevamos that says that Akum is not Metame V'Ol, but it is Metame the Makom V'Makom. So how can there be a Shita? It's the Ireyim Shita. So it's the Ireyim Shita. And a car can even touch the mace Akum. It's referred to when we saw the Yesh Omrim, when we saw it in the Shach. The Yesh Omrim, I feel like killing most of the Shin Ayin. What kind of Yesh Omrim? It's the Mefurash Gemara. Nay, the Mefurash Gemara that it's the Tame, and that it's Asur. With this Mahalach, that 2 minutes and all go together, we can explain many kashmas. Now I'll go back to Shin, with all the introductions, go back to the Shin Samach test, this Alf, where...
No.
Or Uraim said that Kohen is allowed to touch a Goyish Amei. To get to the first Gemara, it's Metame. You don't have a Samachalos. Yes, it's Metame it is, but it's not also. We're not driving away from the Yisra Tum. That's all you saw. That's a Machalos of Satanoi.
So, we have to make one number of
Well, the parts of America have Jews there too. So we assume that they're all alive. Everyone's alive. Aye, someone may be in the morgue. The morgue is usually downstairs in the basement. They're not interested in people bumping into bad for business. They hustle the maids out to some very out of the way places downstairs and out. I mean, I've been in here. If you've been in morgues and hospitals, so a Kohen cannot go into the basement of a hospital. I agree. But the morgue is right near the morgue. They can't. Right? You have to close and solve the molasses problem. And even though it could be a Jew, go ahead. But to go into the third floor, everyone's with Bechat Kuskaya? Yeah? Right, you did the research again. I agree. Which one? Okay. Gotta find out. Gotta do the homework. Okay. Now, that's Shara Ear. We'll get to that a little bit later. I tell the Kohanim to take only the upper level of the bridge. Because the lower level, forget about self-tumble levels. Let's say no single self-tumble levels. The lower level of George Washington Bridge in the daytime hours, knowing how many Leviathans there are in New York and through in New Jersey, and it's a long bridge. And yeah, I mean, they close the upper level, I'm not saying you stay, I'm in Matthew to travel across the lower, but if you have a choice of 2 levels, take an extra minute, so it's better to take the upper level. The lower level is a problem without self-tumble levels. Some posts can say that it's holy day of Sof Tov Tzvot Bashara here. It's not Iker Adin. It's only Xer Sheva. They're afraid you'll be under the Shara here and the Leviathan will pass through. That's what they're afraid about. if that's a pshat, you know, maybe a very remote chashash by a little shariah called Shar Tzion in Yerushalayim or HaKadosh, the very significant chashash in the George Washington Bridge. Simple. It's not covered. Not covered. A little bit. That's much smaller chance. Look, if the guy wants to go to the Lincoln Tunnel, I'm not going to tell him to swim. I mean, on top, but if he has a choice, up to a lower level, I would tell him to take the up. Another brayer. I can't answer everything, but... yeah. This din in the Shulchan Aruch of Adilon is called Tzchokos U'Pros. That's Tzchokos U'Pros. She'eni Mechom L'Kabel Ma'adiva Be'inonit. The Rambam says in Hichos Tumas Meis, Perek Yudgimel, Aloha Beis, Mevim Tumas Mid Rabbonon. The Rabbonon Pashtus. Why it's not Midoraita? Because the leaves are separated from each other. And the Rabbonon can review it as one leaf. But Midoraita, it's not might have to mean it. Very. What's that? Shin Samach Tetzibah. Tremendous, not perfect, big shadow like this. The Ramosh is the children, we said, when the Makel, the Matar, and even the Rabbanan, of Tumah, they covered up Rias. And therefore, he says, a car of a Kohen to go into the cemetery for the Kvura of a relative, even though on the way back, they're going to have to come back within Dalar Abbas of another Makel. It's an Easter, you can't, a Kohen now goes in Dalar Abbas of a Makel. Take a look into Ms. Shulchan and Shin Ayin Aleph. Hey. There's also the carpet of Arba Abba Shomayt. Okay, can't do it. For a Moshe, the following Shalom. Someone is a cohen. He wants to go to a parent's Leviathan. He wants to go to the cemetery. But on the way back, they have to go to the Dalai Lama of a Mace. The Moshe is Makil. The Dalai Lama is the Rabbanon. Whatever the Rabbanon will make, the Lajmish will cover up Rias, the cover of your father, to go straight into the kever, and then the way back, even though you can't avoid being with the Dalai Lama of a Mace, they were making. So to base that prop, he writes, so I'm saying it's Kiddush Nifla. If the Schofos are prompt, the Rabbanon, so if you have to go to a path under a tree, which often happens on the way out, may also be mutter, this is the Rabbanon. The Shulchan Aruch seems to ask this whole thing. In Siman Shin Ayin Gimel, Siv Zayin. Also the Kohen, this time of the Nes, I feel a little bit ancient, the time of the Krova. The Fichas Kohen, Shemes Lomes, Sorek Nizor, the Krova, the Sof, Beis HaKvaret, Today Shal Yikonet, the Beis HaKvaret, the Yitzpame, the Kvaret, the Achayim, the Shehim, the Meso. So in many places, the climb all bear on the outside of the cemetery, the outskirts. So the people, Shin Ayin Gimel Zayin. Shin Ayin Gimel Zayin. The Ramah, that we mentioned reference to earlier there. Dr. Lachash appears in Meso. Abba Ba'osh, who also grew Meso, Mutal, the Talmud, and Abba Chere. That's what makes the Elder Begorah took the extension to the watch. We don't accept the watch extension, but the basic thing is found in the Ramah. So I call the point of Moshe's Mahalath, there's room to be Meso, not only if you're going within Dalai Lama of a Kohen, but even if you're going under a tree, which overhangs you and the mason at the same time, perhaps. But Moshe's mashma and simulation of days is not even without that, even though directly on the cover. I, the Shach, after this, Shach is a cutting your base. Shach is cutting your base as the south. Bach posa the afma alicha otter laos of tuma keva she efshel lo the cover but so face at work. And early the shach said ha'itzu hu b'nei she b'chazor yitzar lelach al akvar u'kvap yush b'nei. But the Bach said you can't even go. But I saw in the Pnei Bara before the Rav Fisher sleep there. So Yaakov Fisher made a charedah and says, no, if you look carefully in the Rosh of the Bach, someone attacked Rav Moshe. How can Rav Moshe go against the first Bach? He said, you look carefully in the Bach is matter. I looked very carefully in the Bach. I think he's right. I think. But the Bach is only saying that you have to insist that the Kvura take place at the outskirts of the cemetery. You have no right to have the Kvura inside because you have a problem with anyone coming back. But I think the Bach might concede that if you try, you can't help it. Sorry, mister. This is where the spot is. There is nowhere else to bury it. That's the reality. You can stay home or you can come in. Your choice. But that's the reality. But that kind of a reality could be the Bach's Moser Lekulim. Moser Lekulim. That's what the Fisher writes. Although the standard reading of that one of the Bach has to be marked where the shadow. Well, Moshe Mekel, he says, look, you got to go in. On the way back, you have no choice. What can you do? What are you going to do? You have to go out as quickly as you can. The question goes around, what kind of is this? Well, right, you have to go in the first place if you know full well before you walk in there, and the way out, you have to have a walk over the Kvorah. That's the kasha against what Moshe. Right, the Shiva Kvorah. Yes. That's a good point, but it has nothing to do with this particular case. No. There is a Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam suggests that maybe it's mutter to be mitamah to a different name, bo v'yom, because you're not adding tumah. In other words, in Harry Bar HaMikdash, you'll be able to be mitamah mizmazish lishushri, but if you're mitamah at 10 o'clock in the morning and you're coming in at 10:30, we don't have to meet it. You're not going to be most of tumah. So you can accept another. This is my close to. I'm of the right, and I'm not going to tell the father about this. So there is a sheet of Shoshana which would say that as long as it come out the same day, which you will, it's all right. Maybe because of fact they rely on this sheet to come all the way. But others are not Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh and the Hilchos Tumah. So Rabbeinu Tam is all the Doraita. And then they call Rabbeinu Tam the Yechidah. So the nice, the din is you have to be careful. You can't do it. You're not allowed to go if you're going to have to go directly over the Kvaros, in my opinion. But under a tree, which is the Rabbanon, this is grounds to be a Megal, as I said to you before. Now, that's the chiddush of this being the Rabbanon. There are poskim, the Rambam is Mashma, even while you're touching a mace, your own relative, it's also going to turn into a different mace. Take a look over here. In the Be'er Agola, the side, you have to cut the chavez. Rabbah quotes the din from the tour, the Yimitami to you, to Mason, to relatives. You give Yimitami to different races as well. You know, from the Divya, Ramah, the Rosh, Nodim, and Beis, places. When he is guiding near him, he lost in the Ramah, he said, Oh, Sir, Shmoh, Sugit, this is the Be'er Agola for Beis. That's not so good another than the Chiburin Chiyuvu Udalek or Yisura Iko. It's called Tumah V'Chiburin. He's touching Mace A, I touch Mace B. So Chiyuvu Udalek or Yisura Iko. Touch the Mace to Daraisa. This is another reason why the Kohen shouldn't go into the cemetery if the other Mace. Not only the way back is the problem, even the way there is the problem. Because of this sheet of Tarapa. They say I'm the meanest, the Baragola made a mistake. That's a mistake. The passion of the Rambam is like the Baragola. For another reason for this, you go into a cemetery, into a funeral home, and there's another mate in the funeral home. Because of the Baragola Gosser. Someone told me that Shomei Hadass, unbelievable story, but they retrieved someone that never from the concentration camps. They found some, I don't know, they made soap, a bar of soap out of the Nebuch, out of the bodies of the victims, the Jewish victims of the Holocaust. And they were keeping it. The Zichron Olam. No one should ever forget the atrocity that was perpetrated by the Jewish people. But it, huh? Don't ask me short questions. Apparently there was something, but they told me whenever there's a Leviathan, they take it out of the building. So this is Rama, and watched the Rama, I mean, as I said, whatever it is. But it could be a different case. They happen in big, you know, there's five devices a day. So you should try to arrange it when the client, when the, when the, Cohen relative, it's hard to know. But the Cohen relative of the person who passed away, that there should be no one that makes him in the funeral. Not always easy to arrange that. You can't rely on another person, but the Chatzchila, we should be mapping for the Pashas and the Berazos from the Rambam. Pashas. Yeah, the Pashas do say that. The Mechitza. It's the Shulchan the way. Shulchan Aruch says that. What civil award there is? If what? What? Sif hey, Shinai and a half hey. I'm Edma, I'm Murim, Shaina Kevin Mesuyam, the Mechit is Gavos Yitzvachim. I'm a Mesuyam, the Mechit is Gavos Yitzvachim. Then, I want to say Dalat Tzvachim away. So, Pashkas is, that it could be Mechit either way. Either the Mason and the Mechit is in a car, the Mason in a car, or you're in a car. Pashkas, it can be make. Pashkas. Take a look over here at the Pitzkei Tshuva, in Shinai and Beis of Kotten Tet. So, even in the analogous, this is what we spoke about. Talks here about Kivrei Yaakov. So the double Meravah quotes that the Rive and holds Hekel Shekvar Tomei Shuv and Muzim Ala Tumah. Here are our Rivers. He says that Tumah and Israel linked, and now every Kohen is considered to be Tomei. He must have been a Tumah Levi without even realizing it, or he was Tomei some other way. And Kei Kohanim is Manazeh Enam Muzim Ala Tumah. Can you imagine that? Hey, those rabbis who officiate a funeral, the Kohanim, maybe they hold up a Rive and shoot. For Aplo, Kaim will under Karaivin, the Kovakam of Mays Akum, he could Svekveka. What's Svekveka? Maybe make Kiriakam Enem at Abimbo, and maybe the Raivin is right. So Svisha Samach will not come in the Tumas, and Mokam the other, Tumas all. Then he writes, I said, I made a mistake. I found the Mishnah of Melech who said, that called the Raivin, and he said, Klau, but Kovach, what is the time of Tami Atzma? Akshav, I said, no. There's no Malkus, but it will be Osir anyway. It will be Osir anyway. So therefore, there's no more Svekveka. So over here too, the competition of Tumah B'Chiburin, according to the Baragola, there's no Chiyu, but it might be into the right anyway. It's a problem. It's a problem. I should tell you, when I said before about trees, that the trees, maybe only the Rabbanus Kofos approach, it's only if the panel look at the leaves carefully. If each leaf is a tefach by tefach, this clue may not apply. Each, well, one leaf only. The leaves in general are tefach by tefach. It has to do with two letters here. Chavot Rami. According to the Tefach Tumah, you remember that. The Tefach Tumah talks about that. So it depends what the tree looks like. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Shin Ayin Aleph Sif Aleph. Okay, forgive me for this very brief survey. I just want to go through some of the highlights of some of the clients. But I go through everything. This is over here. A neck of tefach or tefach is no good. From one to another. The sasam, a neck of Mutadol dikonet zabayet acher, shastima chotetet. Afilu lo vitma liyo shem olamit, vanimidu shetotam kol hanekev. Alam lo tutam kol hanekev, ala ma'at miyato mitapa, enof to shem liyo shem olamit, v'mayet, v'chot z'netumo, shelo tavo, v'mlav ene v'mayet. So what is called, what is the Shavaron saying basically, Rishonim? You have two ways of taking care of the problem. Either you stop up the hole completely, then it's enough, even if it's going to be temporary. Or, you stuff up the hole to the point there's no tefach, a tefach remaining, but then it's deferred. Two things, but that's the Rishon say based upon the Sugyus HaGemar. The Labashka of Chafam Al, because that's the Tosus, I think, 2 years ago. Fine. Says the Ramah, the whole daughter of the Kabbal still made a host of the Zantum. Famous Zim is the only thing I remember the Zim. But you have to know that it applies in our situation. The Mishnah is after all of us. Fine. What about a door, gentlemen? a door. The Taz talks about it. The Taz is the Kohen Gimel. The door, they close the door. So the door closes. So the Ramah says, "V'lo mikwi stima v'chalon elam kein yochol lava v'lo smicha." It's self-sufficient. It's there by itself. It doesn't need any support. Our door is only inches. So the Taz wants to be machmer that the door is not close to the Taz. Radical chumrah. Oh, so the kudas are kasha, but it can't be. Right. The kudas are kasha, so that's an impossibility. How can you have shechumra? It's against the passions of the Gemara. Take a look at the kudas are kasha. Next, Amud Beis, page 18 here. Rosa lochiach lomol chatzitas delas of halon kol shen yichol lama below tzirim shel barzel or shar dover shel barzel ava pisha heim with the tzorah kak and ava kabel tzubah. If you're in a society zaino then can all these the mishnah of the can become a duch to be stomach that losses for halon of kol tzitzin have the lefushi the hainu pedakka shechol lama with the divana below tzirim umafdech at the vorbet, which is a rarity. The pashup shat the mishnah in the Gemara is against the top. Against the top. There's no other top. Tosus is machu by a matzeach shena kavua. Stimas aroi. Or a tabah matzeach kavua. Tzirin kavuim. He says it's not a problem. That's what we hold. The kudas again. I have only one slight problem. The door opens and closes, right? So we consider it's kavua. It's going to open and close. That's the only thing. It's no problem. Why? Close it wide. The whole doorway. But is it really true? Is this door closed? Is it? Is the fire door? It closed everything. Not much, nothing. Baruch Hashem, we have a fire door here. But in a regular door, even when you close the door, is that considered a kastima gemura? It is. I mean, sometimes you can feel a little air. Sometimes you feel a little bit light coming through it. You know. So how closed is closed? Is the door a kastima kavu or not? I once had a shot like this over 20 years ago. Was this Nebuch, a baby passed away, and a young baby, and the grandfather was a Kohen, and a close family friend, very close, was a doctor, a neonatologist, helping kids, was also a Kohen, and this was a vial was held in the young Israel of Staten Island, and Nebuch, a little baby, so they wanted to have the baby in the shul, not in the shul, ever. At the end, what happened was, in one of his Staten Islands, the old building, before the new building. So they had the stairway behind the Aron Kodesh down, behind the Aron Kodesh going out. So they put the Aron there, and they actually closed the door. So the stove was up, there was no problem, they were going to take the mate out the back door. They never come to the shul. And then the Kohanim came in, said, "Gevaldik, the door's closed, what could be better?" Now all of a sudden I'm wondering, the door's closed, true, so that the door has metal hinges, so we make it, like when the kudas gets against the top, that's fine. But I'm wondering, how closed is closed? How closed is closed? I'm sure the door closed. Maybe it's also a fire door, I don't know.
Sure, fire door.
Fire door? Baruch Hashem, it's a fire door. So it's, but other than that, it gets me a little bit nervous, how closed is closed? I don't know. Okay. This did a let's go back to self similar to the both side. Get the shara here. Remember that Ramot, the shara here? Want to be Machmir? Where are we? We're in Simon Shin Ayin Aleph Siv Dala. We came from there before. Shara here. So the Dava Meravavah says, it's against the Mefurisha Mishnah. I am Mishnah Allah Pergit Alpha Mesechus Olaf Mukach Yesh Matirin. The Mefurisha Mishnah. They try to be Dava. The Pashas is enough on the Mishnah. The Gra says, the Mishnah that the Mishnah is making. A Mishnah. Oh, so I don't like with a Mishnah. A Mishnah. So I go get to the whole pupil about whether that Mishnah is a Rabbi or not. Hard to go into it. the Russian, different shot in the Mishnah, which is up on the rubber coat. You can look it up. But the Machlokes, as I said before, is in the right or is in the Rabbanon. And it's interesting, it's told on both sides. Some suggest, if it's the Rabbanon, A, not the Megalei, for sure. So therefore, it's prime loser. If it's the Raisa, then the Shuma is the best of Shiloh. That's the problem we say. We're going to say the Pesach Ha'ohel. There are quite a lot of reasons for that. There's so much to say, but I just can't. Let's now start the next topic. What should I just say? What happens if a Kohen is asleep and someone passes away in the building? He's not wearing any clothes. So walk out in the street naked? Shinayim Beit? Rabbo? Sifat? Kohen should show him Orem. Who be Oel? Am I mate? Lo yada, ein lahagilo. El yikru lo stah. She ate the shiyal the shat lo tchila. Avala mkfar yigidu lo. Otsa lahapna shiyal the shat lo. They run out naked. The dafkin who be all amaz shuktuma the right. Avala mubin beit la pras o eret la'amim shuktuma the rabbonan. Yal the shat lo tchila the gol of kovar abriyus. Shuktuma the rabbonan. Wow. Huh?
What do you think
Eretz Amin is? No, what Eretz Amin is? Oh, well, in Amei. Someone died in the room. No. There are two gears in the Gemara Baruch of Abchav about the Tekuza. Two gears. What about the Ravid? The Ravid says, once he's Tomei, he's Tomei. Once he's Tomei, he's Tomei. The Dogon Mirabon is Kashi. I need to name one up Sak there. I don't understand. Of course, it arrived and can he's the Torah. Well, Pierce me at Tumah. So the answer is, not so partial. Not so partial. Maybe, according to the Berah Gold, according to the Rambam, even if you're touching a mace, in low pirish, the need to the right to touch another mace, or to stay in the time to that mace. So, who would have said? Right, that's right. Correct, also true. Also true. Okay, now I come to the topic which will, I guess, we'll probably concentrate on tomorrow a bit more, which is Oel Zoros. Like what you would say from here, I was going to look it up, called Taras Pesachim. The right, Levi took help from Sefer, he tried to enable Kohanim to walk into the hospitals in Yerushalayim. Even though there's a mall, he tried to have separated out and solve some of the problems, but a specially designed horror, fiberglass, with a special way coming up from the father, a whole heavy technical genius, an halakhic genius. Shubha's back and forth, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zalman, Rabbi Mishnah Chitzkot, a whole fascinating paper about this very Nekuzi. And a lot of what he says here has relevance to the discussion of airplanes as well. Okay. Let's start from the beginning. This is an introduction. The Machlokas Hanoim, or the Oel Zorach Shmeo Oel, or Lach Shmeo, not Kamina. Is a Kohen permitted to go on the Beit HaKloros to see the Teva Migdol? That's the Melech with Erevin, the Naflavit, you know, the Erev. Right. Say Tafiyomi, Naflavit? Can you imagine that? We're finally up Quran. We're finally in the stuff of Tafiyomi. Right. Okay, fine. Oh, Zorek Lav Shmeoel. Is it in the right or is it in the Rabbanon? I think I may have mentioned it here, maybe not. The Pnei Yoshua, El Zeta. As in Sukkot of Kof Aleph, there is a Zinder Abonah. Midoraita Oval Zorah Shmeel. Quote from Midoraita. He turns his cash over there. But the, you know the famous Sukkot Gemara over there about the babies went on the doors on top of the elephants? Umbrellas? A little bit. So the Shua says, even though it's an old Zorak, this animal, right? It's with the right, so it's old Zorak Shmeol. Of course, type is a different there. There's a cotton that is shorter than all. It sounds like they hold against the player Shua. That old dog last shell is in the right. That's the passion. Now, if we say all Zorah, if Enoch also gives that to him, the Mishnah is Mivir Enoch also to him. The Mishnah in all the Terechet, Mishnah Gimel. But all Zorah is not there. Why is it there? Mivir Enoch also to him. That's the Kasha. If you could say that the Mishnah goes to Mandava, all Zorah Shmeel, maybe this whole thing. That's such a gewaltig comparison. So the suggestion is made, no. On the level of the right, the old Zorak is even chosen. You can't say maybe they're chosen. You know, the right level is maybe they're chosen. That's what the Pesach Hall suggests. You think the other right. Maybe they're chosen. Problem is, ain't nothing to galea, ain't called Musar. Therefore, all those Zorak last male of Olamid Rabbanon, the Tarp ain't nothing to galea, so why is it going to Muzik Mar and Mar and Erevin? That's the kasha of the Pesach Ol. That's the kasha. So this is relevant. This is relevant. As I said before, particularly to airplanes, and also to a little bit to his old dog, which he has an orange one on wheels, is a very complex technical system. But since I think we're out of time, Mr. Shem, tomorrow I want to start discussion of old Zorah. Tomorrow I'm going to say Shiota around 9. But I want you to think about a little more carefully how early, I'm serious now, but be realistic. How early, maybe we should go back a minute to amongst ourselves now. Listen.